We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Wow! A major league record in 2019. Twins with 30 homers or more. And what a way to set a new record.
And the Twins.
5-0 Twins.
Go on to win the game last night in 12 innings and put the magic number down to 7. The thing about that home run, Maxie, because you mentioned earlier we have five players now with 30 or more as well. But that son of a gun is the second longest ever hit at Target Field.
Yeah, I was out there and it just kept going and going and going. And you have a tough time kind of getting your bearings on it. It's the relative to your Cruz hit one last week, dead on 460 or something like that. Jim Thome was in the crowd. I saw him last night. He's at the game.
Was he?
Working for the White Sox, I guess he must work for. He's got the famous flagpole shot. So these guys are so big and so strong. And if there's one thing, and I'll point the finger at me because I thought they should trade Sano before the trade deadline for pitching. But I tell you, he has saved it. He hit the grand slam the other day. He's got 30 home runs in a shortened season for him. And even the other day, and we had him on the radio the other day talking about this, he took that Reyes from Cleveland, was getting a little upset, and threw his bat, and Sano put his arm around him, and we asked him what he said, and he basically said, hey, you almost hit Castro, you almost hit an umpire when you broke your bat. You know, be careful, you know. You're going to start something here that you don't want. You're not going to be able to finish. So maybe he's even betrayed. That's all by design, so that Nelson can, at minimum, he can watch Nelson. He goes about his business. But if he gets it right, he's got Robinson, but he's pretty athletic for the way how big he is.
Yes, he is. You know, I don't know him like you do, Maxie, but I've been with him a few times, and every time I've been with him, man, he's happy, he's positive, he just makes
a happy-go-lucky guy, and he doesn't wish his ill will on teammates or anything like that. You can't order Burger King in the middle of the night every night and get away with it when you get he's always been vulnerable to that. You know, you don't need as much bling as you think you need sometimes. That's the kind of stuff that's victimized Miguel Sano as much as anything.
The Twins will play again tonight, 5:30 pregame show right here on WCCO. The Wild played last night. I guess they looked pretty good, huh, even though they lost.
Yeah, 2-1, they lost in overtime to Dallas, and I guess in some respects that's good because you want to go through the paces and get a look at everything. Ryan Hartman scored their only goal for them, and I thought Alex Stalock looked pretty good. Alex is the backup goaltender that gets a lot of responsibility, and he was at the Twins last week, too. Had a nice visit with him, and great South St. Paul athlete from UMD, and he's a big fan of sports, too, in this town. He goes to Vikings games and Twins games just because he grew up playing football and hockey and baseball, and he loves that stuff. So, he had a nice night, I thought, to start it for him. And obviously, they start playing games so quick, they're just looking at different line combinations and who they can play, and can Zaccarello do what they thought he could do, all those things. And that's all Bruce Boudreaux's trying to do right now. But, yeah, it was for a preseason hockey game, it was fine.
Yeah, well, good. You got Boudreaux there, and now you got Guerin there. But also Mike Modano. What's Mike doing for the team?
Well, that's kind of an interesting question because I think they're going to let that evolve. He's going to move his family here, again, told me, and live here in the Twin Cities. And he and Craig Leopold developed a relationship over the last couple of years, and it became kind of obvious to Craig, and I think to an extent to Mike, that he was bored. I mean, he had money. They're living down in Arizona. He could play golf when he wanted, and his kids were fine and all those things, but there was something missing in his life, and this is a challenge that he'd like to as an advisor, and when you're an advisor, that means you can be active or inactive, and some of that will probably depend on how much Billy Guerin wants to tap into him. Now, those two have a relationship because they played together in international competition 30 years ago, something like that. So Guerin could lean on him some, or he could say, hey, evaluate this part of our game, or talk to this player about that. I don't know that they know for sure, and I think it's going to be really interesting to see if they can keep this position challenging for Mike, because as you know, Dave, there's a lot of people that get positions that played for a team. The question is, can you get something out of that?
Kirk Cousins, of course, struggling a little bit here in the first two games, and I thought a little bit about it because I see that New York and Pat Shurmur, the former Viking guy, is going to bench Eli Manning for the first time, and they're bringing in this kid they drafted, a surprise draft last year that they got as the starting quarterback. Is our backup good enough if Kirk struggles again that you could start him or play him more?
Sean Mannion, yeah, I saw him yesterday. They did a Special Olympics thing where players were coaching Special Olympians. It was pretty cool. Sean was one of the coaches. He's been well coached in L.A. and here in Minnesota, Mannion has. I don't think who knows? I mean, it worked 2 years ago when Bradford got hurt, right, and Case Keenum had to come in. Who knows if they would they evaluated him high enough that, remember, everybody was high on Slaughter. They never thought Slaughter was going to be the second team quarterback. They always knew it was going to be Mannion. So they liked him well enough that even when Slaughter, I think he can manage a game, and he does have, when he's left, I've watched him at line drive, and it's a missile when he wants. Whether or not he can do that in game situations, I don't know. And then the other part of it is the offensive line and the tight ends. They can create enough time to keep you in the pocket long enough that you're comfortable. Kirk Cousins obviously isn't comfortable right now. Now, some of that's on him. Some of that's on the offensive line. And if it's on the offensive line, then it doesn't matter who the quarterback is.
Hey, have a great day, Maxie. What's on your schedule?
Heading to the Vikings here shortly, late this morning, and then over to the Twins this afternoon. So that'll be a good day.
Okay, thanks, Mike. See you tomorrow.
You bet. Thanks, Dave.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.